Part 3. Directions. You will hear some conversations between two or more people. You will be asked to answer three questions about what the speakers say in each conversation. Select the best response to each question and mark the letter A, B, C, or D on your answer sheet. The conversations will not be printed in your test book and will be spoken only one time. Questions 32 through 34 refer to the following conversation.
Hi, if you're ready to check out, I can help you at register 2.
Thanks. By the way, I saw a sign in front of the grocery store about a new delivery service.
Oh, right. We're offering a service where you can have your groceries delivered to your home.
That sounds really convenient. But does it cost a lot?
It's actually not that expensive. Let me see if I can find a flyer with the rates.
Number 32. Who most likely is the woman? Number 33. What does the man ask the woman about? Number 34. What will the woman do next? Questions 35 through 37 refer to the following conversation.
Excuse me, this is my first visit to the Chesterville Art Museum. Are there any guided tours?
There aren't any guided tours available today, unfortunately. But we do have a museum app for your mobile phone. If you download it, you can read facts about each of the items in our galleries.
Okay, great. I'll do that. Oh, and are there any maps?
Sure, here you go. It's recently been updated to include the exhibits in our newly opened East Wing.
Number 35. Where are the speakers? Number 36. What does the man suggest that the woman do? Number 37. What does the man give to the woman? Questions 38 through 40 refer to the following conversation with three speakers.
Mr. Baxter, I'm Nadia Alawi. I manage this radio station, and this is Karen Wilson, the host of our morning broadcast. Please sit down.
Nice to meet you both. Thank you for considering me for a job as a news writer.
It's our pleasure. The writing samples you submitted were impressive, especially since many of them were about world events.
Right. If you get the job, you'd be covering international issues, which means you'd have to travel a lot. Would that be a problem for you?
Not at all. In my previous position as a magazine journalist, I went to a different country almost every month, so I'm very comfortable with working overseas.
Number 38. Where is the conversation taking place? Number 39. What is the purpose of the man's visit? Number 40. What does the man say he is willing to do? Questions 41 through 43 refer to the following conversation.
John, there are some hotel guests arriving at the airport tomorrow around 11:30. Can you take the hotel van and pick them up then?
Of course. Are they arriving at the domestic or international terminal?
Both. Three are coming in on local flights, two on international. Here's a list of the guests' names and their arrival information.
Okay, great. By the way, I sent you an email about the upcoming holiday. I was hoping to take a few days off.
I did see your email. We have enough people to cover your shifts.
Number 41. Where do the speakers most likely work? Number 42. What does the woman give the man? Number 43. Why does the woman say,
"We have enough people to cover your shifts"?
Go on to the next page. Questions 44 through 46 refer to the following conversation.
Heather, have you bought the plane tickets for our trip to the trade show in Mexico City?
I haven't yet. Tickets are expensive right now, so I figured I'd wait to buy them to see if the prices go down.
Did you try Baseline Airways? It's usually about 25% cheaper than other airlines.
Wow, how can they offer such low prices?
Well, they charge a lot for additional services. For instance, taking a large suitcase costs $50, but we usually travel light, so it could be a good option for us.
In that case, I'll check out their website. Thanks for the advice.
Number 44. What event are the speakers preparing for? Number 45. Why has the woman delayed a task? Number 46. What does the woman say she will do? Questions 47 through 49 refer to the following conversation.
Hi, my name is Ricardo Messina. I have an appointment with Dr. Schmidt today, and I was told to come 15 minutes early to fill out medical forms.
Yes, they're here on this clipboard. The form on the top gives us permission to ask for a copy of your medical records from your previous doctor.
Okay, but my previous doctor moved to another town. I don't know where she's working now.
Oh, that's not a problem. The clinic where she practiced in town will have the records we need. Now, let's see. You're here today about your ankle, is that right?
Yeah, I seem to have hurt it while I was running last week.
Number 47. Why was the man told to arrive early to the appointment? Number 48. What does the man say about his previous doctor? Number 49. What is the reason for the appointment? Questions 50 through 52 refer to the following conversation.
Hi, Ms. Lee. My crew just finished installing the windows on your house. If things go according to plan, we might complete construction before the deadline in the contract.
Thanks for letting me know, John. I'm very impressed with your team's work. By the way, has the shipment of wood for the flooring arrived yet?
Yes, the wood arrived this morning. It's stacked over there.
Great. Well, it's supposed to rain later today. You have the key to the storage unit, right?
Number 50. Which field does the man most likely work in? Number 51. What does the man say has arrived? Number 52. What does the woman mean when she says,
"You have the key to the storage unit, right?"
Questions 53 through 55 refer to the following conversation.
Hi, Ms. Watanabe. It's Hassan. I'm returning your call. You asked if I could update the mobile application that I created for your clothing store?
Yes, that's right. Customers using our app have increased by over 500% this year.
That's great.
Yes, but now the application runs very slow when too many people use it at the same time. I'd like you to update it to support more users.
I'm sure I could change the app's code to handle more users, but it'll take some time. Let me look into it, and by the end of the day, I'll let you know how long it'll take.
Number 53. Who most likely is the man? Number 54. According to the woman, what has caused a problem? Number 55. What does the man say he will do by the end of the day? Questions 56 through 58 refer to the following conversation.
Hi, Miguel. Did you see that a new fitness center opened down the road from the office?
Yes, I saw it while I was driving here yesterday. It's great to have a place to go and work out so close by.
Exactly. And I heard that if you join this month, you'll get a 20% discount on any exercise gear you purchase.
Really? I've been thinking about starting an exercise routine. Maybe I should go check it out this week.
Number 56. What type of business are the speakers discussing? Number 57. What do the speakers like about the business? Number 58. What is the business offering this month? Questions 59 through 61 refer to the following conversation with three speakers.
Thanks for coming out to our factory in such bad weather.
No problem. We're used to working in all kinds of weather.
We sure are. So, my notes say that you've noticed some damage on some of the pipes outside the building too. Is that right?
Yes. I noticed some rust spots. I'll show you exactly where.
Okay. We'll take a look and let you know how extensive the damage is.
It's possible it's just surface-level rust. But you should know that if repairs are needed, operations in Building 2 will have to be shut down for a couple of days while we do the work.
Number 59. What does one of the men say they are accustomed to? Number 60. Why are the men visiting the factory? Number 61. What does one of the men warn the woman about? Questions 62 through 64 refer to the following conversation and sign.
My movie's about to start, but I'm so hungry. Do you have any specials today?
Yes, they're on this sign. Depending on what food item you buy, you receive a free soft drink. For example, if you buy candy, you get a free small drink. If you buy...
Oh, I see. Well, I'll go with popcorn.
That'll be $7.
Also, I have a gift certificate here. Can I pay with it?
Yes. It's okay to use your certificate for the specials.
Number 62. Where are the speakers? Number 63. Look at the graphic. What size drink will the man receive? Number 64. How will the man pay? Go on to the next page. Questions 65 through 67 refer to the following conversation and itinerary.
Excuse me, Bridget?
Yes?
I just received an email from a senior executive at Destra Incorporated. It's about their visit to our headquarters next month. They have a special request for the itinerary.
I'm almost done with it, but I guess I can shift some plans around. What did the client ask for?
They want to go on a hike nearby. They've heard how beautiful it is here during this time of the year.
I know a good hiking spot, but I'll have to cancel one of the other activities in order to fit it in. Maybe the visit to the art museum?
Good idea. The basketball game is usually more popular than the museum.
Number 65. Why are the speakers changing the itinerary? Number 66. What activity will the speakers add to the itinerary? Number 67. Look at the graphic. On which day will an activity be replaced? Questions 68 through 70 refer to the following conversation and floor plan.
Hi, Brian, and welcome. I'm Cindy Stapleton, and I'll be your manager. I assume you remember the general floor layout from when you interviewed here. We have a few available offices on this floor that you can choose from.
Thanks. I'd like to have a quiet workspace, if possible. Any recommendations?
Office 1 is taken, and it's probably noisy by the kitchen or near the conference room. How about the office right here, next to the front door?
Great, thanks. Now, how do I log into the computer network?
Oh, we'll do that later. Once you've settled in, come by my desk. Then I'll show you how to log in.
Number 68. Why is the man familiar with the office? Number 69. Look at the graphic. Which office does the woman recommend? Number 70. What will the woman explain later?